Well, good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today strategy piece by myself, Henry Jennings. Marcus, of course, is on holiday, a well-deserved rest after no holidays for a year. So he's on the New South Wales South Coast enjoying the delights down there. So today's strategy podcast comes from me, Henry Jennings. As we go to air with this podcast, the market is certainly enjoying the post-Easter optimism of the market. We're up 77 points at the moment to just over 6,900. This follows a 374-point rally in the US markets on Easter Monday. The US, of course, open on Easter Monday and followed those good jobs results on Friday, where we saw non-farm payrolls surging around 916,000, which smashed that 660,000 expectation. And not only that, but the prior months were revised upwards for a total of 156,000. So looking pretty good in the US. More records falling there with the Dow and the S&P setting new records, and even the NASDAQ market doing pretty well. So as a result, our market has opened with a boom today, that's for sure. All sectors looking pretty impressive, to say the least. Even the banks doing quite well today. We've got a number of the banks up. We've got ANZ up just over 1%, National Bank up over 1%, Commonwealth Bank lagging a little bit, up only 0.7, and Westpac up 1.2%, but all looking pretty good so far today. Miners also doing well. Commodity prices slightly firmer. Nothing really exceptional there. Though we saw iron ore slightly firmer, up 0.4%, but the rest of the commodities were a little bit mixed. The real standout, I guess, was lead, up 0.5%, but no other real standouts. We did see BHP and Rio up 2.3% to 2.4% in New York trade. So that was certainly something that's came through in our market today, with BHP up 1.5%, Fortescue up 1.5%, and Rio up 1.2%. So all looking pretty good. As far as big news out this morning, SG Fleet Group is back from its capital raise and suspension after agreeing that deal to buy Lease Plan. So that's looking quite good. They're up nearly 10% today, and Cleanaway Waste as well. They're in the frame today, up nearly 10%. They're having a pretty good day off their announced plans to buy the Australian operations of Suez, which is a big French company which currently is under bid for by Veolia in France. So it's going to get complicated, but certainly the market seems to like that deal, pushing the stock up around 10%. Also today, we're seeing some of the buy now, pay later stocks doing pretty well as well. We had a piece out this morning from Morgan Stanley from Afterpay, looking at the US application downloads. So this is something that they've been plotting, and it looks like the downloads continue to do very well, and it seems to be expanding more rapidly than some brokers anticipated in the US. And coupled that with the recent entry into the EU, Afterpay appears, according to Morgan Stanley at least, to be on track to build a global buy now, pay later platform. They have a price target there of $159. The stock up 8% today to $114. So that's all looking pretty good. And that's dragging the Alltech index up 3.7% today. So a big run there. Of course, the Alltech index very much based on Afterpay and Xero, which is up 2.6% as well. So all going pretty well today. Zip following in their footsteps, up 6.5%. And we are seeing some good moves in Sezzle, up 8% as well. In terms of some of the mid-caps, Think Childcare today up 33%. It's just received a revised indicative proposal from Busy Bees, which the proposal will be at around $3.20 per security, 52% premium to the previous non-binding and indicative proposal of $2.10. So a big leap up there for Busy Bees in terms of how much they're going to pay for Think Childcare. Hasn't really affected GEM, GA Education, very much. They're at 1.4%. But also we saw today on the takeover front, we saw McPherson's, they're up nearly 2% today, after their bidder Gallin has put out a revised bidder's statement, and also, I guess, emphasising the fact that it's not the full and last statement there. In other news today, one of the firm favourites, I guess, in the rocket emoji sphere of pump and dump on social media, 88 Energy, which is drilling a few wells in Alaska, seems to have encountered some serious technical issues with the wells. Not saying that they haven't found oil and gas, but certainly some serious technical issues which are really going to complicate matters dramatically. That stock's fallen 64% today. Did get a little bit ridiculous with $1 billion plus valuation just on the basis of some wells they were drilling and lots of rocket emojis on social media. The other stock that's struggling today is Incitec Pivot, which is down around 8% after it updated the market on its Waggaman ammonium plant update, which doesn't look particularly good. Recommencing operations by mid-March, mechanical completion and turnaround was completed on the 6th of March, but it doesn't look particularly good. The adverse impact due to further delays startup in FY21 was expected to be $36 million. So not particularly good news for them. In the newsletter today, Marcus, of course, is away. So I have written a strategy piece, really just looking at some of the risks out there. And here be dragons, as we said on maps many years ago, and we didn't really know what was ahead of us and there were unknown risks out there. But it does look as if the lagging that we've seen with the Australian market, that doesn't really want to make up its mind whether it wants to go up or down and has been trending sideways for some time, it does look as if it's trying to break out of that. Certainly today we're seeing that breakout, although it's not huge volume. We'll take whatever we can get, but certainly maybe we should be comparing ourselves to the Canadian market, which is a far more resource-based economy, and their index is far similar to ours in terms of the banks and miners in that index rather than the US market, which is dominated by those big tech stocks as well. So, but certainly our market does look as if it's breaking out to the upside, and that is a good thing, especially as we've got bank results coming up and the budget in May. But it does feel as if we want to have a go at 7,000 and beyond in the market, that's for sure. In Henry's take today, also a little look at just explaining how the market closes and opens and how SPY futures trade, just so that everyone can be on the same page, as I had been asked a number of questions about that in terms of the opening and closing rotation and how that 410 closeout does work. The other big event, of course, today is also the RBA announcement at 2:30 today on interest rates. Of course, it's the first Tuesday of the month, coming hot on the heels of Easter, so don't get much warning for this one, but it is expected the RBA will keep rates where they are. We might see some more jawboning as far as property prices go and talking about responsible lending, etc. But certainly the RBA doesn't really have a mandate on property price movements, so it's unlikely they will do anything at this particular time, but they will probably talk about some responsible lending and ensuring that things don't get out of control. So pretty much steady as she goes, but I suspect some jawboning on property prices and, of course, that focus on inflation. And once again, the RBA saying they're pretty happy to run things hotter for longer with rates lower for longer as well. So in that environment, it does look pretty fair set that we could hit up to 7,000 and beyond, given the US environment seems to be clearing somewhat, and we are hoping as well for that big stimulus package to come through from Joe Biden. So thanks very much for listening to the strategy piece today. We'll be back again tomorrow. I know it's not the same without Marcus, but we do our best. Thanks very much.